CyberCab secures EPA Certificate of Conformity. The 48 kilowatt-hour battery changes robo-taxi cost projections more than the certification itself. Most fleets still assume larger packs will dominate energy expenses. Once volume production begins, operators locked into heavier platforms will see their per-mile costs stay 30% higher. The 219 HP motor rating suggests this efficiency edge holds even under load. Lyft, therefore, has to either secure a similar lightweight vehicle or accept thinner margins on every autonomous trip booked through its network. CyberCab specs detail ultra-efficient design. That 3,113-pound curb weight expose how much overhead competitors carry in their platforms. Real-world range near 300 miles at this mass will reset efficiency benchmarks for the entire segment. Rivian must now choose between redesigning its skateboard for lower voltage or continuing to carry extra battery weight that raises operating costs for every fleet customer soft and faster as a result. FSD V4.3.4 adds Cybertruck Smart Summon. Smart Summon on the Cybertruck will generate job site data that other FSD versions never captured at scale. The parking refinements feed directly into tighter urban models. GM must accelerate equivalent features on the Silverado EV or lose construction and utility buyers who now see Cybertruck as the default for low-speed autonomy. Those fleet decisions lock in hardware preferences for the next 5 years. Tesla Semi spotted testing FSD hardware. Validation runs on California roads point to supervised autonomy, clearing freight lanes by late 2026. This also accelerates the timeline for federal approvals that have lagged behind passenger vehicle rules. That pace leaves traditional truck makers without a matching hardware stack. UPS has to reserve capacity on the Tesla network now or face allocation shortages once early adopters fill the initial slots. The resulting data moat makes catch-up even harder for anyone still using simulation-only training. Musk exercises 2018 Tesla pay package. That exercise hands Musk liquidity without selling shares publicly. It shifts the board's focus from dilution to whether his attention stays fully on Tesla through the critical unsupervised FSD window. The next package will likely tie directly to CyberCab deployment milestones by late 2027, or Musk gains room to allocate more time to xAI without immediate pushback from investors. Tesla commits over $25 billion CapEx for 2026. The real pressure hits the energy business first. Tesla must sell enough megapacks to offset the cash burn, or margins on the vehicle side compress further. That sets up a 2027 test where robo-taxi gross margins have to clear 35% just to keep overall free cash flow positive. Battery supply contracts signed this year will determine whether the number stays manageable. UK Tesla deliveries resume after VCA fix. That clearance removes one near-term overhang, yet it highlights how certification risk now travels with every software update. Regulators in France and Germany are watching the UK outcome closely. If they copy the same scrutiny, Tesla could face rolling delivery pauses across the continent right when CyberCab homologation starts in 2026. The UK episode just raised the cost of any future over-the-air change. CyberCab spotted in large numbers at Giga Texas. Hundreds of vehicles at the factory means Tesla skipped the usual 50-unit pilot and went straight to line validation. That timeline puts commercial operations in Austin by early 2026 at the latest. Waymo now has to decide whether to match the pace in a state with lighter rules or focus resources on California, where it already holds an edge. Cruise faces the same choice on permitting speed. Giga Texas updates highlight CyberCab production. The footage shows CyberCab body shells moving on the same stretches that still produce Model Y. That dual use buys volume flexibility, but creates a bottleneck once unsupervised FSD validation demands dedicated floor space. Suppliers of the steer-by-wire systems now face firm orders that lock their capacity away from other robo-taxi programs for the next 18 months. This forces a quiet round of capacity auctions among Tier 2 vendors before Q4. Tesla software update 2026.20 MHz adds parental controls. Parents now decide which backseat screens stay dark during a drive. That control layer turns every Tesla into a device parents can trust with younger passengers. Expect it to appear in fleet insurance quotes within 6 months as carriers discount policies that prove restricted access. Dashcam encryption closes the last easy leak for family footage. Aftermarket hacks will fade once owners see the control survive updates. Tesla explores vehicle fleet for AI computing. Parked Teslas could soon rent out their idle inference chips to cover the next training run. The supercharger tie-in supplies the power without new permits. Utilities will have to rewrite demand response contracts once thousands of sites start pulling megawatts on schedule. Modular megapod units turn every parking lot into a burst compute node. Hyperscalers lose their monopoly on cheap overnight cycles when owners start seeing credits on their energy bill. Optimus enters production execution phase. Hiring for internal deployment now outpaces every other robotics role at the company. The first Optimus units will walk factory floors by next spring and start moving parts between stations. That timeline puts pressure on every supplier still quoting 6-month lead times for automation cells. Once the bots handle repetitive transfers, line speed can rise without adding headcount. Watch the margin expansion when the same workforce produces 20% more vehicles. Unsupervised robo-taxi service expands Austin coverage. 4,000 square miles of unsupervised miles will generate edge cases no simulation predicted. Regulators in denser metros will cite those logs when they demand proof of safety before granting permits. The real prize is the training set those trips create for the next model version. Waymo now faces a data disfeeling niche that compounds every week the Austin fleet keeps running. Owners in other cities should expect invites once the error rate drops another order of magnitude. FSD users report transformative road trip performance. Highway miles now run with fewer interventions than most drivers make on their own. That reliability turns FSD from occasional convenience into the default for any trip over 2 hours. Subscription churn should fall as owners see the feature pay for itself on vacations alone. The bigger effect hits robo-taxi economics once those same models handle the highway segments between cities without a safety driver. Legacy automakers still selling ADAS as a one-time option lose the recurring revenue stream entirely. Goldman Sachs raises Q2 2026 delivery forecast. Locking in that volume this far ahead means the supplier contracts get renegotiated with tighter penalty clauses. The real pressure hits the cell makers, who must now decide whether to build dedicated lines or risk losing allocation. Suppliers without dedicated capacity will see their volumes capped first. Watch what happens to the gross margin line once raw material costs are locked at scale. Two battery makers now face a choice between matching Tesla's pricing or watching their share get reassigned to CATL within 12 months. Cybertruck Foundation Series inventory sells out rapidly. Aftermarket shops already report a surge in wrap and wheel orders from new owners trying to stand out from the early fleet there once if already not compatible to Australia receipts. Local utilities face a quiet deadline once enough installers complete the certification track. Installers who skip the sessions will find themselves locked out of the preferred contractor list that routes the majority of new inquiries not Mercury seats. The shift undercuts the utility's own battery incentive programs within 18 months and forces at least two state providers to match the aggregation rates or watch their peak shaving rates erode. The Registra data reveals fleet buyers returning faster than retail, which changes the margin mix for everyone else in the segment. That adjustment will squeeze the already thin incentives budget across the rest of the lineup. Expect at least one rival to announce a new commercial trim pack.